You ship it?
I think that ship's already sailed. Like, that ship sailed like 9 years ago.
I don't think I can ship that. That's not shippable. Since it's actually
this is already canon. This is already canon to my life.
You can ship things that are canon.
That's bullshit.
It's not. In fact, that's the ultimate goal: is to have a canon ship.
But then it's not a ship anymore. Then it's
a cannon ship. Sounds awesome. Does that mean I get to blow up other ships?
No. When a ship is at sea, you do not call it a cannon. You call it a gun.
Ship is short for relationship.
Holy shit! And, I never realized that.
Oh my god. You can ship things that are cannon.
So are you guys ready for this game?
And if it becomes canon, that's the ultimate reward.
You're not ready? Why aren't you ready for this game, Zach?
It's too much. Not ready. Well, I've not adequately prepared myself.
Best get your character sheet then.
I'm kind of cold.
Charlie, put a blanket on.
I have a blanket on.
Get more blankets.
Can I tell you before we get too far off the subject, the ultimate in creepy shipper fangirl like creepiness?
Sure.
Hit me.
Let me know creepy creeperness.
So I hate the Teen Wolf fandom. I hated Teen Wolf when I heard that it was becoming a thing, and I refuse it was...
Is it still around?
Oh, it's still around. The fandom is creepy ridiculous, and they really, 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 really ship these two guys, and it's not canon, but they send, like, crazy tweets and everything to the creators and the actors and everything, like, it has to be canon, are you kidding me? The subtext is so there, but, The major thing is they sent like 200 cookies to the Teen Wolf like cast and producers and everything like that, and they all said, well, it's the characters' names are Styles and Derek, so all the cookies had like Styles x Derek and everything like that.
Oh. Huh.
Yep. I hate the Teen Wolf fandom.
I hate most fandoms.
No, you don't.
I do.
Yeah, you do, Matt.
I hate most fandoms, yeah.
You're in some. How can you hate them?
I can be a part of a thing, and I can also hate a thing.
Okay, I can agree with you there. There are some people who are just ridiculous. Here's the question, though.
I think it comes to my favorite line. I'm a fan of... I like God. I just hate his fans.
here's the question though. So say the Drunk and Ugly got really popular, and like we started to get like a really crazy fan base and everything like that. And say that the fan base was just convinced that like Scott and George were a thing, and they would like constantly harass you to make them a canon thing. If you
See, the best part there is that the show is over.
So I know, right? Hypothetically, if you receive like 200 hand-baked Scott X George cookies, would you accept them?
Honestly, I might. Honestly, if my initial reaction is that I would have a thing where it would appear that they're about to get together, and then George just shoots Scott in the chest.
Oh! He would kill many people.
I know. I would do this specifically to spite the fans.
Spoken like a true, true writer.
But yeah, I might actually build it up. I might build it up the other way and then just boom. And then George looks at the camera and says, fuck you.
You know who literally did that?
Andrew Hussey.
Andrew Hussey.
And I do respect.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Which one was this?
That was, I think, all of the trolls.
Yeah.
Well, even in the beginning, because I don't know, I've been following Homestuck since it was first, like, it first
happened. Yeah, I followed Homestuck since Act 1.
I followed Homestuck since Problem Sleuth.
I actually went straight from Problem Sleuth to Homestuck, and that was after I did Jailbreak and Bard's Quest, and nice. Bard's Quest was kind of meh.
Well. But Matt, are you getting into a dick-waving competition with a girl?
Bars Quest did have one particular thing that I really enjoyed. It was just the joke of the hull of the flagship.
Oh yeah.
But no.
What happens in the beginning?
When Andrew Hussey revealed that they're all technically related, the whole fandom was just like, "Shit, it's incest now."
That doesn't stop them.
Except for that small portion that was like, "Yeah, it's incest now."
Amanda,
I will direct you to the entire Supernatural fandom that keeps tagging a whole bunch of GIF sets with Wincest.
I hate Supernatural fandom too.
I have no idea what. I have never watched Supernatural. I just keep seeing.
Well,
these...
the family is called the Winchester family, so that explains that for you, Matt.
Oh, I just thought they were calling it Wincest because it was, you know.
It's multiple layers, Matt.
Also,
it's the only way I accept my jokes.
They're also really, really close to the point of they need to kiss a lot.
See, even
and like
Travis
even in subject. Universe, even in universe, the whole like so I watched that series until the like season 4 or 5, and then I said, "Fuck this! This is past work." Because it was supposed to end.
Fuck this! They're never getting together.
It was supposed to end on like season 2 or 3. And the whole shtick is, like, one of them is the body of Satan, and the other one's the body of Michael, and they're supposed to basically get possessed and kill each other. So it's, like, pre-written that they need to be, like, really, really homosexually attracted to each other because they're gonna fight, and sex and violence are interchangeable.
What's funny is when you were setting that sentence up, when you're saying one of them's possessed by a demon and one of them's possessed by an angel, and they really, really need to, I really expect you to say, fuck. I don't know why.
Well, you really, really need to fuck.
That's what Fight Club was really about.
It's all about sex.
That was actually my favorite, my favorite edit of Fight Club is the introduction to Fight Club. Where he just bleeps out everything after the F.
Yep.
Welcome to club.
The author himself, like, after he wrote the book, he had people...
Did he read it as Fuck Club?
No, in the book itself...
If a man yells stop or goes limp, the fuck is over.
Shut up.
First night Fuck Club, you have to fuck.
In the book itself, there are more homosexual undertones than in the movie. Mm-hmm. So when he wrote the book, like, people would come up to him and just be like, I think this book is about, you know, homosexual love. And he's just like, think whatever you want. I don't care. I'm Chuck Palahniuk, motherfucker.
The shrug of God. Yeah. Is it? I don't know. Is it? Fuck you, you wrote this. Don't care.
That's the beauty of literary criticism, though. When it's out of the author's hands,
it can be
it's into the
you
world.
Want it to be.
That's it. Yeah. I just wrote three papers, 5 pages each in the past 3 days on literary criticism.
Manda,
nothing is anything anymore.
Manda, you know what it's like for me then.
I know. It's a good thing I'm not a real English major.
Look, I can't do things literature anymore without it being fucked up.
I'll just say that in the Fight Club book, instead of meeting Tyler Durden on the plane, narrator meets him on nude beach. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. After I just started talking about Fight Club with you, that was the first thing you said to me.
No, right? You should read it. It's a good book, and it reads pretty quickly.
On that note, shall we start a game?
Didn't Hannah said she would show?
No, Hannah's not going to show. She said she was going to try to, but she sent me a text saying that she can't.
Go on.
Are you going to be okay, Amanda?
I'll be fine.
Okay.
Honestly, right, I think it'd be kind of hilarious. What would Eddie do at this point? He goes, hey, guys, what's up? Oh, fuck. I'm going to go back to Grandma's house now.
Later.
No, I was going to have... That's the thing, though. I was going to have Eddie be the secret weapon. Because he's the one person in the group that the tattooed man isn't really aware of. So I was going to be like... Eddie, well, we're busy doing whatever the fuck the tattooed man's gonna have us do.
I mean, he still can be. He's just doing it off screen.
You need to free the hostage, Eddie. You need to free the hostage. And then we can just go all... It depends on the setup, but...
I'm gonna get some food. All right,
I have to...
Damn. How much longer, Nate? Roughly.
I'm done now. I'm
okay,
done.
Then
unless
no,
you want to go.
I can wait.
If you want to go run before we get into this combat.
Do it.
Yeah,
do
I'm
it,
gonna
Travis.
Go run it and get some food.
Okay. Do it.
This giant fuck off combat.
Does any of one of them look like Bulk and or Skull?
I will take a bathroom break quick.
Right. Anyone wants to go take a bathroom break, etc. before we get into a combat with like 7 enemies?
Oh, this is the final battle of this arc, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You said you guys want the final conflict here.
It's the final countdown.
The best part about this is we don't have to pay royalties because this at all this does not at all sound like any existing song.
By the way, I asked Nate this earlier, but Matt, do you prefer Shadow's original theme to in a Sonic 2 Adventure or All Hail Shadow?
I don't know what that
By
is.
By the way.
Okay.
What that is.
Don't know Manda about that. Yeah, what? Okay, Manda.
What?
So,
I can't
yeah.
answer that.
You can?
No, I can't.
Somebody ate the new
You know them. We've played enough.
Have we? I don't know. I remember City Escape.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, everyone.
Well, that's the one you choose then, Manda. You choose City Escape.
What about Pumpkin Hill Zone?
The answer is City Escape, Charlie.
I choose City Escape.
Not even Live and Learn?
Yeah, no, fuck that one. City Escape's
like
the best.
I thought Live and Learn was part of City Escape.
No, you know what? I choose the opening theme to Sonic X.
Gotta go fast.
Live
fast.
And Learn.
Gotta go faster.
No. Even better. I choose the opening theme to Sonic Underground.
Oh, damn.
There
you go. Far back.
They made a promise that their mother would be found.
They made a vow their mother will be found. Sonic Underground.
You've won this hipster battle.
Oh, by the way, Matt.
Which is
they're not the same song. Live and Learn, though. Escape from the City does contain the lyrics live and, like, does contain the phrase live and learn.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking of.
It is a call, it is basically a foreshadowing that later song.
It's like the what is it? Like the bicycle races to the other one's fat bottom girls.
When you are living and learning, you are usually hanging on the edge of tomorrow.
What if I'm just living and not learning?
Well, then you're not doing that.
I'm not hanging on the edge of tomorrow.
Travis, stop eating cookies.
No, I'm eating a hot dog and spaghetti sauce because we're out of noodles.
Why are you having a hot dog and spaghetti?
I'm having
spaghetti sauce specifically.
Because we're out of noodles. Somebody ate the noodles.
I wasn't expecting you to say noodles. I was expecting you to say ketchup. I'm eating a hot dog with spaghetti sauce.
I don't know. What's everyone's
because we're out of ketchup.